Britain and unionist party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. Johnson defeated British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66-34%.
I know Sam Wagg has already pointed out that Deliver, Unite and Defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson will officially replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday. She steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. According to the state-run news agency KCNA, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large, newly built submarine, and that reportedly occurred yesterday, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine launch ballistic missile program. KCNA said that Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapons systems of the new submarine, which was built under, quote, his special attention and will be operational in the waters off the East Coast. Tomorrow, Wednesday, all of Washington and assuredly most of the USA will be abuzz as the nation's capital braces for special counsel Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week. The Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official of the Justice Department said the letter is a response to a query by Mueller made earlier this month seeking guidance on handling questions. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office yesterday, where they discussed talks aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. Trump said that the Pentagon continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan very slowly and very safely. He said if he had wanted to use force, the U.S. could have won the war quickly.
I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
The Pakistani Prime Minister said there's no military solution for Afghanistan and that progress has been made in the talks.
This is the closest we've been to a peace deal in Afghanistan.
Meanwhile, a political storm has erupted in India over remarks by President Trump that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had asked him to help mediate the long-standing dispute between New Delhi and Islamabad over the region of Kashmir. The Pakistan Foreign Minister Jaishankar categorically assured Parliament that no such request was made by the Prime Minister to the U.S. as the President infuriated lawmakers demanded a clarification. Opposition leaders wanted a personal statement from Modi to confirm that there was no change in the country's policy of addressing the Kashmir dispute with Pakistan bilaterally. Trump's statement drew a strong reaction because India has long drawn a red line over any suggestion that a third party could assist the two longtime rivals and help them solve the intractable dispute over Kashmir, the Himalayan region that divides them and claimed by both. Chaos continued into the overnight as the 11th day of protests against embattled Governor Ricardo Rosello in Puerto Rico continued with police firing canisters of tear gas to disperse protesters who had gathered near the governor's mansion in San Juan. The public fury erupted nearly 2 weeks ago when the Island Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Governor Rosello and several top aides and associates that included several profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria, which killed 3,000 people and left the island without power for months, as well as other messages that were considered to be misogynistic and homophobic slurs against Rosello's political opponents. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Crossings.
This is Border Crossings, Radio's